clear with a low around 38. Increasing clouds Thursday with a high again near 64. And rain likely Thursday night, mainly after midnight. Friday, we will have rain before 11 a.m., then possible rain and thunderstorms until the early evening. Rain showers on Friday night, showers most likely on Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday. It is currently 12:03.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a small practice here in Flemington. And I am going to talk today about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. As a matter of fact, President Trump signed an order claiming May as Mental Health Month. And I think it's very important. As a matter of fact, I think every day needs to be a mental health day. And I don't mean that necessarily that we don't go into work, but that we are aware of mental health and what good mental health looks like. Now, as a licensed professional counselor, I have my master's in counseling. I am not a social worker. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I am a counselor. I'm also not a coach. Sometimes people are now going to coaches to receive some counseling. And I do know that coaching does offer some counseling aspects, and it can be a good, what's the word I'm looking for, companion to counseling. But coaching is not counseling, and I think it's really important to recognize that. Counselors, licensed professional counselors, that's what I am, we focus on mental health, which is part of why I'm talking about it today, and I'm going to talk about it probably most of the month, about good mental health. I don't like to talk about mental illness per se, because it gives a stigma of there's something wrong with me. And one of the many issues around getting into some good therapy is the stigma. One of the reasons that I do this show is to remove the stigma around therapy. As a licensed professional counselor, I must have my master's in the field of counseling. So the word counseling or counselor must be in my master's degree. I am also nationally certified as a counselor. This means that I needed to take a national examination in a number of areas to be proficient in a number of areas of counseling, such as group counseling, addictions counseling, geriatrics counseling, career counseling, marriage and family counseling, law and ethics, just to name a few. As counselors, And as people who have gotten their master's in the field of counseling, which may include marriage and family counseling or marriage and family therapists, it's a specific license here in the state of New Jersey, as is addiction counseling. So you could be a licensed drug and alcohol counselor. These particular fields mean that people have studied counseling. That means techniques. It means different theories of counseling. It means having to study law and ethics around counseling. And it means that you are also licensed to practice counseling. It means we have to have insurance. It means that we have to maintain a specific number of continuing education units per year, which include multicultural counseling, law and ethics. So multicultural counseling is another aspect. We deal with the complete wide range of humanity. And so counselors, though we do have, generally speaking, a course in social work, which means knowing about insurance and urbanization and different agencies and that kind of thing, we take one course in that. Everything else is about what I had just mentioned. And so, of course, I'm probably a little biased because I do think there are many fine social workers who have their licensed in their licensed clinical social workers. So that means they have a degree to practice therapy. They still don't have the same level of counseling education. And I myself have seen licensed clinical social workers. They're very good, I will say. And they don't have the same level of education or diversity of education in therapy. Now, you can find a licensed professional counselor working in a school. So a lot of times you can become certified as a school counselor in hospitals, in drug and alcohol, in eating disorder programs, in the VA, licensed professional counselors provide therapy to veterans. So we are everywhere, and also private practice. So you would look up someone who has an LPC, licensed professional counselor. Then you know that that person has had to study therapy. They had to pass the national exam for therapy. They had to receive 3,500 hours of supervised practice. In other words, after someone gets their master's degree, after they pass their examination, they become associate licensed counselors. After 3,500 hours of documented counseling with a supervisor, then they become licensed professional counselors. It's very intensive. Licensed professional counselors, and again, I may be a little biased, but I will say this, licensed professional counselors are probably the most highly trained therapists there are. We need to be proficient in almost everything. I need to know about not only cognitive types of therapy, I need to understand emotional, childhood, developmental, geriatric, couples. I need to know about relationships. I need to know about nutrition and exercise. I need to know about specific diagnoses such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, addictions, eating disorders, career counseling. naming just a few things. I need to know about different books, assignments, websites, apps to provide some work for my clients to do at home and suggestions for them. I need to understand that sometimes people come in to my office filled with the myths about counseling. And so one of the reasons that I do this show is to break that down so that people who are struggling don't need to struggle. There is help. I myself have been in counseling. So not only am I a counselor, I've been in counseling, and I have found for me personally that counseling is very helpful. You see, the best way to describe it is I'm the only person who thinks in my head. So I don't really, especially if my thinking is faulty, and I will say this, we like to believe that the thoughts that we have and the behaviors that we have are always correct. However, we have consequences. Some of the times the consequences are anxiety or depression or repetitive behaviors, social anxieties, rage, grief. These may be consequences, lack of motivation, poor self-esteem. These may be consequences to a belief system that I'm practicing, and I don't even recognize it. And part of going to counseling gives us the opportunity to have someone listen to not only the situations that are going on in our life, but to also mirror back and provide that therapy that may say, well, actually, one of the things that I'm noticing as you're talking is you use the word should all the time. Let's talk about that word should and what that means. So as a counselor, we provide a lot of education to help people make better choices for themselves in their lives. To begin to notice, wow, I didn't realize I was doing that. Or I didn't realize that was actually a tool that I can use. I didn't realize that I even had a thing called self-talk. And that my self-talk is negative and I could turn it into something positive. So often people don't go to therapy, don't seek out a counselor because of the myth. The myth may be they'll think I'm crazy. And going to counseling means that I'm weak or there's something wrong with me. I should be able to do this on my own. Well, that's really a myth. I actually find that people who come to counseling are very strong, because they face their fears. They have a lot of courage to look at what is going on in my life that I keep getting screwed up. I don't know. I'm on my fourth boyfriend or my fourth girlfriend or my third marriage, or I keep losing my jobs, or I can't figure out what I want to do with my life, or my self-esteem is so low that I'm thinking of cutting myself or hurting myself in some ways, or I can't stop using drugs and alcohol. So many things. And, you know, I'm weak. I should be able to stop on my own. If I go to therapy, it really means that I'm weak. I can't do it by myself. Well, no, it actually means you have courage to take the step to get therapy. And I like the word therapy. Think about it. I hurt my knee. I'm limping through life. I need to go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you know what? I actually need to replace that knee. Well, we go through that process. It's very painful. It's very difficult. And then I have to go exercise, and I have to go to physical therapy. But the more I do that, the stronger my leg gets, the better I am. And the next thing you know, I'm walking normally without pain because I've done the work. I've made the commitment. Sometimes people believe that therapy was going to confirm their worst fears. See, I really am sick. Well, one of the things that happens is oftentimes people require therapy because they are shame-based. And part of what happens in therapy is we work at removing that shame. Sometimes the myth is the only people that go to counseling have real disorders, like personality disorder, or they are schizophrenic, or severe depression, obsessive compulsive. People sometimes come to therapy for personal growth. I'm feeling kind of lost. I don't feel like I have a sense of purpose in life. Or again, as I said, self-esteem, or we're having some issues within our relationship and I want our relationship to get better. I want it to grow. Sometimes people think that therapy will make them worse. Well, therapy can be uncomfortable. And I have had clients say to me, and now I've been in therapy for 4 or 5 weeks and things seem to be getting worse. Well, my explanation for that is I'm going to use again the physical. You know, I broke my leg. I never went to get it set. It kind of healed. I'm limping. I'm going to go to the doctor, and their doctor's going to say, we're going to need to re-break that leg and set it properly. And so part of what happens in counseling, it may seem to get worse because we have to re-break the leg, but we are going to reset it so that things get better. There's always a concern that people rely on therapists to get the answers, and that's not the case either. Yes, there's a little bit of coaching in what I do. However, it really is about the person who's coming to me to figure out their own answers, and I'm there to help them work on that. So if I have someone coming to me, they say, I am not sure if I want to get a divorce. Here are all the reasons why I think I should get a divorce. What do you think I should do? I never answer that question. It's not up to me to answer. It's up to me to open up the space for them to make their own answer and come up to their own conclusion. So to think that a therapist has it all worked out, that's not true. And even in a therapist's life, we are human beings. We do have issues, so we're not perfect. Sometimes people think that therapy is endless. Once you start going, you're going to go forever, which that's not true either. I have many clients that have come and have worked out their issue and have moved on with their lives. And sometimes, though, the cost of therapy may be expensive at times, in the long run, when your life is feeling better and you feel like you're more on an even keel, it becomes worthless. And sometimes people who are shame-based are afraid that therapists were going to interrogate and blame and shame. What's wrong with you that you think like this? Absolutely not. And if you find a therapist that's doing that, get yourself a new therapist. So I'm going to take a little commercial break to come back and talk a little bit more about why mental health counseling is so important and what good mental health looks like. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about mental health in general. May is the commemoration of mental health, so May is Mental Health Month, and it really is important to be aware that mental health is very, very important. Mental health is essential to everyone. It's essential not only to our mental health, but our physical health and well-being. It is important in our relationships, in our work, in our personal lives, as parents, as significant others in a relationship. The healthier our thinking, the healthier our lives. So one of the things that therapists do quite often is they work with what we know as cognitive behavioral therapy. Though that's only one of many, many, and I tend to be rather, I'm going to use the word, eclectic. So I use many different theories, not just cognitive behavioral therapy. Theories that may be person-centered, that may be Adlerian. I'm just going to throw some terms out there. Doesn't matter if you know or not. Reality therapy is another one. All of these different theories, their theories, are all really connected. It goes all the way back to Freud, and it gets built on top of each other. But ultimately, it is the way we think. It is recognizing our triggers. So in cognitive behavioral therapy, I may have a feeling that gets triggered. Oftentimes triggered by a belief that I might have. Example that I use all the time with clients because I think it's a simple example. I'm driving and the guy in front of me doesn't use his blinker and he turns. I'm really angry. I am just furious. I now have road rage. How dare he not use his blinker? Everybody should always use their blinker. There's my belief system. Everybody, it's global, always. Okay, that's also, there's no room for somebody not using it. It's always and should. That is the key word of a rule. That's my belief system. Everyone should always use their blinker. So now, because that didn't happen, I am chasing them down the road. I'm flashing my lights. I'm on their tail. I'm yelling at them. My behavior is way out of line. Now, when I change my belief system, you know, I would really prefer that people use their blinker, but I know sometimes people don't. People forget. People are human. I may not like it when somebody doesn't use their blinker, but I won't end up in road rage. I may still be uncomfortable, but I am not to the point where I am putting myself or someone else in danger. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of how it works. The other thing is that in good mental health, I work at taking responsibility for my own thoughts, my own feelings, and my own behavior. We live in a time where we say, well, you make me. We have safe places. We have words that we're not supposed to use because we don't want to offend someone else. Well, the reality is I cannot offend anyone unless you are willing to take offense. Now, I may even say something that is provoking you to be offended. That still doesn't mean that you have to take offense. You can walk away. It's really important to know that each one of us is responsible. I am responsible for my own thoughts, my own feelings, and my own behaviors, and you can't make me. And it is that very statement that gets us in trouble. You made me. You make me so mad. You really piss me off when you do that. No. No. It's just that maybe I don't agree with you, or I don't like what you've done. And as a consequence, I am now angry because I think that shouldn't be. I can't stand it when somebody does something that I don't like. I am responsible then for my behavior because I can't stand it. You are not making me do anything. You are not making anything. You may be triggering something that I already have, a belief system that I already have. Now, that may not always be sufficient because I may actually have some deep triggers or wounds from my childhood, which sometimes can even look like post-traumatic stress disorder. So I may need to go back into my past, look at those things, grieve some of those things, recognize that, what's wrong with you, you stupid kid? You should know better. That really wasn't true. Actually, I have some really good proof that I was not a stupid kid. And then unfortunately, my parents did not have good parenting skills. Chances are they are victims of victims. They came from families that also didn't have good parenting skills. And they were just doing to me what was done to them. Or it may be that I have a parent that has high anxiety, or a parent that was depressed, or a parent that was an addict of some sort, a workaholic, a gambler, a sexaholic. I may have had a parent that had very strong beliefs about the way something should be. What happens is I take that on, I apply it to myself, and I say, there's something really wrong with me because my parents told me so. The reality is, chances are, there isn't something really wrong with me. My parents had their own issues. And I learned to believe them because they were telling that to me. It doesn't mean that it's true. You know, I grew up as a kid, my mother would ask me to make salad. And one of the things that always went in salad was an onion. I never could cut an onion when I was a kid. Never cut it right. And my mother would say to me, you are never going to be a good cook because you can't cut an onion. Well, you know, I've actually learned how to cut an onion and I'm an excellent cook. And I recognize that as a child, I was not able to cut an onion. The fact that my mother told me I was never going to be a good cook is a belief system that she had that she was placing on me. And I really don't need to practice that belief system because I have plenty of proof that I am a good cook. And that's kind of how it works. And I may have to say, you know, it was really sad that that little girl who was once me had to listen to that type of criticism because ultimately it affected her self-esteem. But I now recognize that that was my mother's issue, that there should be only a particular way to cut an onion, that she didn't have the patience to handle a child cutting an onion. Even if I was 13 or 14, it was still a struggle for me. So part of what happens is we do look at it. And that's part of what happens in counseling. We look at some of the messages that we got and we say, wait a minute, that actually isn't true. And we begin to rethink and reshape our belief systems about ourselves, actually building our self-esteem. We may struggle with issues of codependency, always taking care of someone else, making excuses for someone else, rescuing someone else. Again, this can be something that we've learned in childhood. So when I have someone come into my office, they may say, I'm really depressed. I have no time for me. I have no life. It's all about my kids, my spouse, my job. My parents may need to learn about things like boundaries. The amount of times I have clients, I mean, these are kind of simple things, but they're not. I may say they're simple because I talk about them all the time, and I've learned to live a lot of these things in my life. It's not my job to turn myself into a pretzel to make everyone else happy. It's not my job to rescue someone when they've created their own problem. My job is to take care of myself. Your job is to take care of yourself. My job is to be healthy in how I take care of my body, how I take care of my self-talk. If I have depression that is related to situations in my life, which may be linked to grief and loss, I need to work that through and deal with it and maybe give myself time to feel sad, journal, read books on grief, maybe find a support group, talk to my therapist about it. If there is a real chemical imbalance, to be responsible for myself, I then need to go to my general practitioner and or my preference would be a psychiatrist and get appropriate medication. Because sometimes we really do need medication. Now, I tend to be more holistic and I do like to look at what is it that you're doing in terms of food and exercise and sleep. What are your thought processes? What is your self-esteem telling you? We have negative affirmations and we have positive affirmations. An affirmation means that I'm just affirming. Yep, that's true. Checking it off. That's true. That's true. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm stupid. Yep. I'm saying that to myself and I'm saying it's true. So I'm going to stop that when I notice it and I'm going to say something positive. I'm capable. I'm loving. I'm creative. I like my new hairstyle. I can say no and mean no. I take care of myself in gentle, loving ways. So, making those changes can make a huge difference. And all of these things are about good mental health. So I'm going to take another little commercial break and I will come back and talk a little bit more about mental health and why it is so important. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking about May being National Mental Health Awareness Month. So, did you know that 1 out of 5 Americans live with some type of a mental health condition? That's quite a bit. Did you know that depression and bipolar are the number one reasons children are admitted to hospitals? Depression. And more than 50% of adults and children with mental health conditions do not receive treatment. They don't seek out treatment. More than 50%. Because of that stigma, most likely. So it's really important that we have something like Mental Health Month. And like I said earlier, I think we need to do it every day. Because with good mental health, everything else follows. I believe that mental health is at the top, the most important. Unfortunately, so often, even within our insurance systems, mental health is at the very bottom. It really needs to be at the top. Good mental health means that we learn to live our life to the fullest. It means that we have some really good tools to manage our life, both physically, physically and mentally and spiritually and relationally and cognitively. And yes, spirituality is a part of good mental health. And I am not talking about necessarily practicing a religion. It means about having a connection, a sense of purpose, healthy relationships. If I feel connected to myself and have a genuine, authentic relationship with myself, I bring that healthy self into relationship with other people that are genuine and authentic. I bring that into relationship with the world around me, making sure that I am then a good steward for the world. I don't throw my garbage out the window. I throw it in the garbage can. I recycle. I pick up garbage when I see it. I think about things and the way it's going to affect the world around me. I have empathy with others. What is empathy? Well, empathy is not sympathy. And so often, and it's something that I know happens when I'm working with couples, talk about empathy. Sympathy is, oh, you poor thing. Gee, that really sucks to be you. That's sympathy. Empathy, on the other hand, looks like not only, wow, that must really hurt. I know what it feels like to hurt. I know what it feels like to hurt. And so I know that that's really painful. I know what it means to have struggles. I know what it means to have anxiety over things. I know what that all means. And therefore, as a consequence, I'm having empathy. I'm feeling with you. I'm not feeling sorry for you. That's the difference. So often in relationships, we are in a relationship with someone who doesn't have empathy. One of the things that happens in counseling is we learn about empathy. We can learn about our addictions, because addictions are not necessarily related to drug and alcohol, even though we are definitely in a period of opiate epidemic in this country. But I can be in relationship with someone who is just always on their cell phone. We're sitting at a restaurant. We're not having a conversation because you're on your cell phone. We're at home watching television. You're on your cell phone. We're going for a walk. You're on your cell phone. We're not having a relationship because there's something that is blocking that. And oftentimes that's what an addiction looks like. I'm having a relationship with the thing that I am addicted to, not to the people in my life. And those things can cause spiritual rifts, connection rifts. Generally speaking, when I am struggling with mental health issues, I'm having trouble resolving my problems. I'm not managing my anger well. Or I may often feel sad or hopeless or spend a lot of time worrying. Again, a lot of negative self-talk, putting myself down. I might be dealing with a loss. A divorce, loss of a job, loss of a pet, major change in my life. Or I don't even know how to be assertive. I'm just so used to being that codependent doormat. So counseling is not just about someone who is depressed, even though that may be one of the reasons someone seeks out counseling. And it's not just because someone is struggling with an anxiety disorder, may have panic attacks, have immobilized fear preventing people to live full lives. That may be the case. Counseling helps. Also, it's really important to note for people who are on medication, medication and counseling together work best. Medication alone is generally not sufficient. Sometimes counseling itself can be sufficient. And one of the reasons why is because we learn to think differently. Our brain is moldable. It's something that we can change by creating new pathways, new ways of thinking, having aha moments in our heads so that we can move forward, feel better about ourselves, make choices about relationships. Oh my gosh, I'm in this relationship with negative Nelly all the time and I come away feeling so awful about myself and the relationship. Then the question is how come you're there? Well, I want to fix them. No. I can't fix anyone. And this is something that I say to my clients all the time, even me. I'm a therapist. I cannot fix anyone. I can provide tools. And then my clients need to put those tools into practice. You can Google, actually, May Mental Health Month, and find many, many different things on there, on the computer or your iPad or whatever, that talks about mental health and the stigmas. But the reality is the more we think and behave in ways that are healthy, the healthier we become. And these are tools. Going to counseling is the opportunity to gain tools of thinking differently, behaving differently, making some changes. Especially if you have some early signs or symptoms of depression or anxiety. Getting treatment early on can make a world of difference. Couples that come to me saying, we're noticing we're having some issues with our communication. And we want to sort of nip it in the bud before it gets to the point where we're sitting in divorce mediation. Saying to yourself, and I'll say this, my car. I need to do things with my car to keep it in good order. I need to get the oil changed every so often, rotate the tires, get the fluids checked, maybe even get a tune-up, get it washed. Maintenance. I'm noticing there's some kind of odd noise in the left tire. I need to take it in to get it checked out. It works the same way. I'm noticing. I'm noticing I don't have as much enthusiasm about life. Maybe I'm depressed. I'm noticing that I've got some changes in my eating and I'm not sleeping as well and I can't get my brain to stop thinking about this particular issue. Maybe I need to get some counseling. I notice that I'm eating too much. Or I notice that after I eat too much, I'm making myself vomit. Or I notice that I'm not eating. I notice I'm drinking too much. I can't get myself to stop smoking. I notice that I'm crying all the time, that I'm pacing all the time, that I'm always concerned about what the future is going to hold, that I can't stop thinking about the mistakes that I've made in the past. These are indications that you may need some counseling. And a licensed professional counselor, again, from my perspective, is one of the best places to go. We all are entitled to live healthy, happy lives. Does that mean our life becomes perfect? No. Counseling may give me the tools for when I have a crisis in my life, that I don't allow the crisis to consume me, that I have learned how to respond rather than react. I don't need to live with panic attacks and immobilizing levels of stress and fear. I don't need to live with low self-esteem and negative self-talk. I don't need to be a doormat or a rescuer. I can learn how to have fun and pursue activities and hobbies that are specific to me and learn how to have healthy, rewarding relationships. Because mental health is a balance of essential components that are necessary to support our physical health and our overall well-being. It gives us that sense of value and purpose in our life. And when we have good mental health, we gain in self-awareness. My gosh, to go through life and not know who I am. I am with me all the time. I want to know who I am, not based on the messages that I got as a child, because the messages that I got as a child may come from the fact that my parents or caregivers gave me messages that were incorrect. So if I have a parent, let's see, who suffers from anxiety, I grew up feeling anxious, and I see the world as a scary place because I was taught to look at the world as a scary place. Does that mean that the world is not scary, that there aren't frightening things? Well, yes. You know what? I'm not Pollyanna looking at the world like, oh, it's all pink-colored roses. And no, there are horrible things going on in this world. However, at the same time, I am safe right now. I am in a safe situation. And if I am not, I know how to get myself to a safe place. I know how to ask for help and reach out for help. I learn about self-monitoring. I learn about my self-talk and my self-care. Not selfishly, healthily, healthfully. So I hope this was helpful. And again, I'm going to talk more about mental health throughout the month because I am a mental health practitioner as a licensed professional counselor. And I hope this has been useful. If you would like to find out more information about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. You can also like me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. Please, I would love to have you do that. Just go to Counselor's Chat on Facebook and hit like. And also on Facebook, under Counselor's Chat, you can see what other programs that I have done because I advertise there every week before I do my Wednesday show. So if there's a particular show that you might be interested in, you could say, oh, look, she did something on communication and marriage or family counseling or addictions or whatever, and I could find the corresponding date on the 100 in Chamber Radio archives. And I can then listen to that show. So those shows are out there for you to listen and gain more information about good mental health. If you are interested in an appointment, I do not keep a waiting list. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And even if you call to leave a message about some thoughts that you had about the show, any topics that you might like for me to talk about, love to do that. So I do wish you good mental health, and I hope this has been a useful show, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I am Ruth Altamure Roll, your host for today's program.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We've ended years of painful cuts to our military and just achieved a $21 billion increase in defense spending.
President Trump hailing the budget agreement that will allow the government to keep operating through September. Trump hailed the increases to military spending and he said a down payment can be made on the wall.
And make no mistake, we are beginning to build the wall and we will keep out the gang members, criminals, drug and human traffickers that threaten our citizens and that threaten our security.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton coming under fire after comments she made about her White House defeat. She blamed FBI Director James Comey's announcement late in the campaign for her loss, saying it scared off possible voters. President Trump says that's completely false. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com.
Time is running out. This is your last week to get Ovation's beautiful five-piece Mother's Day gift set at a savings of 50% and priced so low you can afford gift sets for every mom you know. But hurry while supplies last. Go to OvationHair.com. New customers should select this station at checkout for even greater savings. That's OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
As President Trump made clear when he met with President Xi at Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago, China could play a critical role in convincing North Korea to dismantle its nuclear and missile programs.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad during his testimony in front of Congress to become the new ambassador to China. Branstad said if he's confirmed, he's taking American values with him to China.
Values that include upholding human rights for all and a free and open market, a rules-based order in the ocean surrounding China, and the importance of free press.
Fewer private sector jobs being created. Today's ADP employment report shows 177,000 jobs were created in April.